you take a bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Lisa Welchel is with us. Of course, actress, singer, songwriter, author, and life coach, which is, that's what I need. Of course, you know her from her role as the preppy and wealthy Blair Warner on The Facts of Life. Lisa joins us here. She's back for another season of Collector's Call on MeTV. Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. You know, I was very surprised to learn that this is season 5 of Collector's Call. What a cool idea for a show. How did that get started?
Well, the producer, Mike Schmiedler, came up with the idea, and we had worked together before, and so he reached out to me, and I thought it was a wonderful idea as well, because, you know, I think you do get to a certain age when you start really kind of reflecting on things in your past that brought you joy and wanting to relive them. And so it really just was something that sounded really enticing to me, and I've really enjoyed every minute of it.
So, you know, basically you kind of go across America and you visit people and find out what they're collecting, what these a lot of times spent their lifetime collecting, and then you bring in an expert, kind of put a value on that collection and see if they want to trade for something, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so what kind of collections, I mean, you have to have come across some bizarre collections. How about a Facts of Life collection? Have you ever run across that?
You know, we did an episode of Charlotte Ray's personal collection, and so she had quite a few Facts of Life things in there, but it was really nice because we learned more about her, you know, broader career. And then we also did an episode with a gentleman who collected from TV shows in the 70s and 80s, and so he had Golden Girls and Laverne and Shirley, and he also had quite a few Facts of Life items.
And, you know, I would imagine that there are some things that are pretty common with a lot of people collecting. I know my mom collected salt and pepper shakers for a long time. My sister collected anything to do with Coca-Cola or Mountain Dew, some of those type of things. And it's actually great when you've got somebody in the family that collects things, because then you know what to get them for every single birthday and Christmas. But then they stop collecting them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Then you got to actually think about what to get. And that's always so hard to do, because yeah, most of us have just about everything we want.
Right. Exactly. And this season, I just want to go through some of these collections that you guys are going to be talking about. A lot of collections featuring Weird Al Yankovic, Star Wars, of course, Pearl Jam, Bozo the Clown, Survivor, which you know a lot about. What kind of Survivor collection?
Oh, man, it is amazing. I mean, anybody that's watched Survivor is going to feel like they've met celebrities because of these, just the items. Although we do have a celebrity Survivor as the expert, Ethan Zahn, who won and then was also on 2 other episodes. He's the expert on the Survivor. But we have the original urn and votes from the first tribal council where Richard Hatch won.
Yeah,
we've got the torches. We've got Sandra's clothes and hat. I mean, you name it. This guy has this, is part of the collection. It's massive.
That's so funny. We're talking to Lisa Welchel here on the National Defense. She's back as the host of MeTV's Collector's Call, which is Sunday on Sundays with the 6:30, 5:30 Central, and 26 episodes. That's a lot of episodes for, you know, one season. You must have to travel all the time.
You know, it actually works out really well. I travel about, 1 week. And we film 5 shows, and I just have to, you know, do that for five months, and it's actually a nice schedule.
What is the weirdest collection you've ever seen? What you know, the one collection that you looked at and said, "There's something going on here."
Well, I wouldn't say I felt that way, but I did feel it was kind of weird. There, but also kind of cool. This collector in our first season, I believe, collected locks of president's hair, and he had locks of hair from Abe Lincoln and George Washington and John Kennedy, and you know, that was kind of weird, but also kind of wow.
Yeah, that's locks of president's hair, huh? Yeah, I just wonder how you get started with it. Our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. You ever run across any kind of, there's so much veteran and war memorabilia?
You know what? We haven't. I think that would be really interesting, though.
Oh, that would be so cool. You should do a special. You could do a big special on MeTV called Veteran and War-Related Memorabilia. Because, it's so out there. We're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and we've got the National World War I Museum here. And people are donating to that museum all the time from their families and, on down to generations. And so I know it's out there. You should put a call out.
No, I think you're right. I hope so. I think that'd be a great show.
So, when people see you out now, what do they say? What do they just yell out Blair, or how do they respond to you when they see you in public?
Well, just yesterday I was at a little restaurant meeting a friend for lunch, and I placed my order, and the woman said, "And the name is Lisa," and I said, "Yeah, how'd you know?" She said, "Oh, I recognize you." So sometimes I don't have to tell my name when I'm ordering something.
That's pretty cool. We're talking to Lisa Welchel here on the National Defense. I want to talk about this season 5 premiere. Now, this is a collection that I can get behind, because we're talking about Barney Fife's costume from the Andy Griffith Show, Captain Kirk, Leonard Nimoy's costume. I mean, Batman, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it really was just massive, massive collection. And, any of the shows that at least I came home from school and watched, he had the costumes and the props from it. So it brought me back to my childhood for sure.
Even the entire onstage TV set from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Wow.
Right. Yeah.
How do you get that?
That's a great question. How do you get it? And a lot of times these items, they really do cost, a pretty penny just to transport.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. And, the thing that I don't understand is, so these people have spent their entire lifetime and their entire passion collecting these certain things. And all of a sudden they're ready to trade them away for something.
Well, they don't trade them away very easily. It's about 50-50 on our show. Even if they are offered something they really, really want, it's difficult for them to let it go.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. And one of the things, I guess, one of the episodes coming up, somebody's love for Weird Al Yankovic, who's been on the show many times, and he's just like collecting all Weird Al stuff.
Yeah, it was a great show. My son and my brother both loved Weird Al, and so I was very familiar with Weird Al and really appreciated him, but learned so much more, and I loved that show. And his drummer, Bermuda Schwartz, was the expert, and so that's a fabulous episode.
That's pretty cool. Did you ever see the Weird Al movie?
My brother was a extra in it and dressed up like Weird Al, so it was a... Yep, deal in our house.
That's great. Well, man, that was so good. Well, Lisa, listen, congratulations on season 5 of Collector's Call. It's back on MeTV. What a cool idea for a show, and continued great success.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.